Makos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makos Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Med Beis, the last line of the page, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Shalach Levabonin de Tamon. Talatim Milin Asun Amrin, B'Shem Rav, Veleif Inun Kain. Rabbi Yochanan said to the rabbis of Bavel, you say two things in the name of Rav that the halacha does not follow. Asun Amrin B'Shem Rav, Yifastoya Lehitiru Ba Elabila Rishonim Bovad. You say that in the name of Rav that they permitted relations with a Yefas Toya, who was the beautiful Gentile woman who was taken captive in war, as we find in Dvarim in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud through Pasuk Yud Dalud. And you say that relations is permitted once, but after that she's only permitted after the things that are listed in the Pesukim have been done, namely bringing her to his house, shaving her head, growing her nails long, switching her clothing, and living in the house and crying for her parents for 30 days. As the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and after this he will come and have relations with her, after all these things were done. V'ani oimer, however, I say, Rabbi Yochanan speaking, v'lo b'ilu rishoyne, v'lo b'ilu achoyne, ela ala achar kol ha'ma'asim, v'achar kein tova elea uva'alto, achar kol ha'ma'asim. I say that they do not even allow the first time to have relations until all of these things have been done, because the Pasuk says, and after this he will come and have relations with her, only after all of these things were done. Asun Amrin b'shem Rav, Sopahaya Yoav, She Kranoi Samizbeach, Koiletes, Veinoi Koilet, Ela Gagoi, Shoshiloi Koilet, Veinoi Koilet, Ela Shobeis Elamim. You also say in the name of Rav that Yoav, who was trying to avoid the death penalty by King Shlomo, thought that holding onto the corners of the altar would save him, because the Pasuk says in Shmois in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalad, when a person will conspire to ambush his comrade in cunning, even from my altar you shall take him to die. And he thought that the corners protect him, but in fact it's the top that protects. He also thought that even the altar in Shiloh protects, but it's only the altar of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim that protects. V'ani oimer lo mizbeach koilet v'lo gagoi koilet v'lo yeshiloh koilet v'lo yeshel Beis HaElamim koilet ein lecha koilet ela sheish arei miklat bilvad. And I, Rabbi Yochanan, say that neither the altar nor its roof, nor the altar in Shiloh, nor the altar in the Beis HaMikdash protect. Only the six cities of refuge can protect. V'efshir yarev tichziv bei tachkmuni roish ha-shalishi hayatoye b'davazeh. The question is, could Yoav, about whom the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Ches, he who sat in the assembly of the wise, the chief of the captains, could he have made a mistake in this manner? Amar Tanchuma, the Sanhedrin, Barach, the answer of Tanchuma gives, he fled to the Sanhedrin, meaning that he took hold of the altar, which does in fact protect from punishment for treason, because he had sided with Avshalom against King David. To punish for treason, the king does not need a trial to be carried out, as he wants to be judged by the Sanhedrin for killing Avner instead of being judged as treason from the king. Kadot das hoge beistin nechseim leYoshim hoge malchus nechseim leMalchus. Amayor mutav she hoge beistin veYoshuni panai v'ad yahogini amelech veYosheni. And it's supported by the Brisa that says if a person is put to death by beistin, his estate goes to his inheritors. If he's killed by the king for treason, his property goes to the king. So Yoav said, it's better that I will be killed in beistin and my sons inherit me rather than the king killing me and my property go to him. Kachama Shlomo Kain Amal Mamoinai Nisarech Miad Vasiroisa Dame Chinam Ein Mamoinai Chinam Vayal Benayor Vayifka Boy Vyamisehu Vayikavu Vavisoi Bamidbar. When Shlomo heard this, he said, what do I need his money? Immediately the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph in Perek Beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and take away the innocent blood of Avner who was killed by Yoav, rather than take his money. And it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, and Benayo Ben Yoyada went up and struck him and killed him and buried him in his house in the desert. Was the desert his house? Rather, it teaches that once Yoav, the head of the army of Yisrael, died, Yisrael became like a desert, barren of the good that Yoav had brought to him. In Tema Shaya Boizez Uboinelahem Dimusiois Umechatsois Shevach. Vim Tema Shaya Boizez Umechatsois Chacham Vatamadehem. If you say that it's referring to taking his spoils at war and using them, the money to build beautiful buildings and bathhouses for them, it's in his praise. And if you say that he took spoils and used them to feed the sages and their students, then it's the very greatest praise. From where do we know that the great Sanhedrin would sit close to the altar? Because the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Chof, Pasuk Chof Gimel, do not ascend to my altar on steps. And the Pasuk that follows it says in Shmois Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and these are the statutes that you shall put before them. And the juxtaposition of the altar and the details of the legal system indicates that the Sanhedrin should sit close to the altar.